First of all, we want to thank you for allowing us to come here and just enlighten you and let you know what you've been supporting. We want to thank this congregation here and just thank you and let you know what your money is being used for and what it will be used for here in the future. So in the next 15 or 20 minutes, we want to update you on this. We want to thank those families here, like Michael was talking about, who support Hope for Haiti's Children by sponsoring children there. And so just a little history of Hope for Haiti's Children. It was started back about 1995. There was a gentleman in our congregation who had been supporting work in Haiti through another organization. He wanted to go down and make sure his money was going where it was supposed to be going to. He went down, found out it wasn't all going where he thought it was going to be going to, and so he got with a preacher down there named John Gerard Amare, who is a preacher of one of the largest congregations of Church of Christ down in Haiti, Delmas 28. He's also the one who he preaches on the radio every Sunday morning. He's just very fundamental, and they got together and decided that what they had some dreams of, and that's when Hope for Haiti's Children started. And they started out with just a few children, and they were sending money down to send them to school, to take care of their health needs, to do food supplements. And this has grown over the last, since 1995 to present. Right now, Hope for Haiti's Children has 850 children who are sponsored by families like you do. And one thing we can still say after these 15 years, that 100% of the money that you send for Hope for Haiti's Children when you sponsor a child still goes to that child. I don't think many organizations can say that. So that is a background. I want to go over a little bit here of what we're doing. It's totally changed in some ways over the last year. Michael and Don and them, they were planning on going, I think, last January with us. And they were probably like us. We were packed, had our bags. I had medications in bags all over our family room, ready to go that Tuesday before we were heading out. And then everything changed, and we found everything got canceled, and this year has been a little different than our normal year. So I want to just present a little bit of what's been going on and what is going to happen during this next, even we've got it projected for the next 10 years. So you have to excuse me, because I'm not the best at getting up in front of a group and doing this. So we'll just sort of add a little bit here. And there's our whole thing is to demonstrate compassion to these children. In your song, you sang, you know, go forth and make disciples of all nations, is what your scripture was this morning, or this evening. And that's sort of what we're doing. We're making disciples of the people in Haiti, starting with the children there, educating them, putting Christ in the center of their lives, and giving them an education so they can be leaders and lead others to Christ and in their work there in Haiti. So this is sort of a picture of those, depicting those probably 850 children that we are now have sponsored there in Haiti. We have 9 schools in Haiti that we are operating, 1 orphanage. And one thing we want to emphasize is that the center of hope is in Jesus Christ there. In other words, many of the children and people in Haiti don't have much hope for anything else, but they do have hope in Jesus. And that is the center of our thing. When you see our model and what we as a board decided on years ago, you'll see what the center of that model is, and it is Christ. Because without that, nothing else is important there. And we work hand in hand with all the churches there that we work with, and the schools there, and the teachers. And in the everyday school, Christianity is taught in each of the schools that we sponsor there. And when this was brought up, the slide that was made a few weeks ago was made, there had been 50, this is them baptizing some of the people there in Haiti. In the last 2 years, as far as sponsored children goes, we've baptized 57 children, teenagers there, into Christ in the last 2 years. And then we had John Trard was up at our house about 2 weeks ago, and he was telling us and got information back. In the last 2 weeks, they've baptized 18 more. So it's every week, it's many children and many people turning their lives to Christ there. And with the hardships they're having there, the congregation there, the Delmas 28, where we'll show you some pictures there, since the earthquake happened, 200 additional people have devoted their lives and been baptized into Christ since the earthquake happened. So in tragedy, there's also brings about what this is and people turning to Christ. There's been, if you look at the numbers, it's, okay, maybe I. There have been 62 new congregations there that have been there. There's been all these baptisms. John Trard, he teaches preaching schools there, and these preachers go out into the villages and start new congregations, and that's the way the Church of Christ is spread there in Haiti. Okay. And as you say, when I was talking to you that the center is Christ, Christian values, that's the center of each thing that we do in our comprehensive child development scheme that we have for our children there. We have the, of course, you also have to do other things. You got to feed them, clothe them. We do the health care, which is what we're going to be going down this January 22nd. Michael and his wife, and there's going to be probably about 40 of us going down. We're going to be going down to a medical mission, which is what I'm sort of keyed into there. So we have that part. We got the education, which is where a big percentage of the money that sponsored families send goes for their education. Because we believe with being educated, especially into Christ, and that leads to a bit more leadership and more future, a better future for them in the they have in the future there. This shows the nine sponsored, which are churches and schools combination there. Whatever is one is used for both. When we build a school, it's used for a school 5 days a week. It's used for the church on Sunday, then also on Wednesdays there. And so they take full use of the buildings that we build there in Haiti. This is on January 12th of last year. I've been talking to you about the Delmas 28 congregation. This is a picture of the building that was there. I remember getting together about 10 years ago and putting pleas out to say we needed to earn $150,000 in about a month to buy a property in downtown Port-au-Prince. This was that. In a month's time, congregations all across the United States, the Church of Christ, came together and we purchased this building. It wasn't quite that big at that time, and they had a small congregation, but they needed room. They had 100 members, and eventually they outgrew that. So we added on, the school goes in the top few floors of this building that you see here, and they grew to about 400 members there, and so we had to keep expanding it. But then last January the 12th, at about, I think it was 4:53, I just knew that because I looked here, about that time, that's when the earthquake happened, and then everything's changed from that time on. There was actually, at this time it was open, there was 50 nursing students in this building and one doctor teaching them at this time at 4:53. When the earthquake happened, that's what it looked like a few minutes later. There was 37 of those 50 nursing students perished in that. The doctor also died in that during the earthquake. We have one sponsored child who was on the top of the building. He rode the building down with it. He lived through it. He's had several surgeries on it, but he's doing okay now. There's a few other pictures here that just shows you the total devastation that this earthquake did. And from what I understand, this is the worst natural disaster in this hemisphere that's ever been recorded, and what happened there in Haiti during that time. They've had like 30-some aftershocks and afterwards, and the devastation, as you can see, that is the building that you saw there standing just a little earlier. They went to cleaning it out, and it took months because we didn't have loaders and everything cleaned out, so it was loaded out. They tried, as you saw in the news, trying to get survivors out and everything. It worked. It was slow progress, and they did eventually clean this area out. We decided not to go back up three floors with it as we have in the past because earthquakes, they say, we're going to be coming back. And so we have restructured how we're going to be rebuilding this school and church building because this is the sort of the main, I would say, school church in that. When it started there, the school was so successful that the whole country comes there and does sort of their state board, state tests in there. And the average testing in that you have to, it's not a privilege. Like the kids here, we don't think about it so much as a privilege, but there going to school is a true privilege. And they have to test out after sixth grade. If you don't get good enough testing after sixth grade, you don't get to go to seventh grade. And after ninth grade, you don't get to go to high school unless you test so good. And so, but the Delmas Church there, even though the national average is 40-some percent that complete, Delmas School here was in the 93% that passed. So it was one of the highest ones, and even our City Soleil School, which is the poorest of the poor there in Haiti, was over 90% passing rate in there. So that tells you a little bit of what our principals, teachers, and that is emphasized and how this Christian education is doing there. There's a few pictures here just is showing the, which most of you probably saw this last January. This picture here, some of these pictures were just taken a couple weeks ago. We went down, we have groups going down all the time, and they just took some pictures of the way it is. This is still the way it looks right now. This here is some of the older construction that crumbled, but there's also, this was a new building that was built not long ago, which also crumbled. And then it goes to this. This is what they're living in now. There's approximately 1 million people in Port-au-Prince, which there's about 3 million people who live in Port-au-Prince. This is what they're living in now. It's sort of a tent city. And we have sent thousands of tents, tarps, and that down to give them temporary housing. We right afterwards, with the money that this congregation and others gave, we sent $100 down to every family who lived in Port-au-Prince and City Soleil, where this main thing has. So we had about 400 children, families there, and we sent $100 to each of those families to get them just by, to give them something to, so they could buy food and tarps and things to get by. So that's some of what your money has went to. We have, this is what they're living in at the present time here. That's the inside of that. These are sort of the lucky ones. Some of them don't even have the tents yet. We're still, and getting money into the country is a difficult situation because of the government. They just had their elections, I believe, today of the new president, but it won't be finalized, the new president, until just before we go down in January. But it's working. It's going there. This is some of what is going on now. This is what the relief funds is going for. If you want to look, if you're a statistics person, my wife says I'm not allowed to give numbers up here because nobody's interested in that. But just that, we've spent, since the earthquake, about $500,000. And this sort of gives you a little bit of what it's went for and how it's been distributed. We had a short-range project and then a long-range. The short-range project is went through with keeping them alive, feeding them, getting the schools back open. Right now, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the last of our schools opened back up, so all 9 schools are in operation now. And we are feeding 3 meals a day in the 2 most needed in Port-au-Prince and City Soleil. There's 3 meals a day that's being paid for by Hope for Haiti Children that is to feed the children there and in school there. Here is some of the food that is being dispersed out. We sent our own people down to disperse the food so we knew where it went. There was about 50,000 pounds of rice, 10,000 pounds of beans, 10,000 of the Ensure type things that was given out immediately afterwards to keep everything going. So that was one of the food part, the clothing part. A lot of congregations sent clothing down through us. We're rebuilding homes at the present times. Any of those who are crumbled in that, we've patched up. There's many there who have lost their husbands in that, and many who have the women who have children. We don't want these families living in the tents because of what's going on there. We're building a temporary structure right now of 20 units. We bought a half acre, and they're building sort of a dormitory for those women and children to stay in. And that's some of the families here that we were talking about. We went temporary structure. We rented that until we got it done. We've done medical clinics, and we've sent down that. We've treated thousands of people down there. We've also, you can imagine the number of orphans increased down there. We had 48 orphans in our orphanage down there. We took in 18 more, so we have 28 more. We have 70 children in the orphanage now. This is some of the medical work that is being done down there. This is sort of that's me, and when I do the eye clinic there, and it's a parade as we put them through there. So that's sort of what's been done, what's going to be there. We're also, that's where they cleaned out the Delmas 28th congregation. And if you look in the bottom part, that's the new congregation, and they have about 800 members in there now attending services. So when you sit here and you've got plenty of room to stretch out, be thankful. They are all back in classes now. We also, just a brief thing, because I'm already out of time, we are doing a 2020, which is what we hope to be in the next 10 years and where the money that you give will be used. I told you about the half acre that we did. We also bought 40 acres about 2 years ago. We were lucky that we bought it then because land has went skyrocketing there, up about an hour and a half outside of Port-au-Prince. And let me get to that picture. Here's the size of the rooms we build for families. They're 28 by 16 is the house that we build for each family down there. There's the new Delmas building that's going to replace that wood structure you saw. That is starting now, and it's going to be built this next year. That's the blueprints for it. This is the 40 acres that we built outside of there. And if you look, the first thing, we have this already built. This is the apartment type complex that we're building for the housing, to move the people who don't have housing up to there. Any of the Christians who don't have a housing there, we're in the midst of building that. This, we've got a Healing Hands of America partnered with us. They gave us a concrete block making facility, so it's being moved there at the present time so that we can build our own cement blocks and give jobs to the graduates when they graduate, so they have something to do in the future. That's going to be built right there. The medical vision clinic will be here, and the church and school will be right here. So this is it's already in the works. We already got we got a large building that we're going to be putting here. It's already being ordered to house that, to get everything going on to. So we have big plans, and we only do that because of congregations like you. If it wasn't for congregations like you, we wouldn't be doing any of this. And all the children would not have sponsors unless it was sponsors by families like you. And you don't know how much you mean to the children when they sit there and have your picture and they look at it each day. They're so thankful that they have you to count on. So if you have any questions after service or anything, me and my wife Diane will be in the back. We'll be glad to answer them. Michael and them, they can answer. They've been down there. We sort of been on different schedules. They've been going summer, I go winter, so we've been on different schedules. So it's the first time I met him. But ask one of us. If we don't have the information, we'll get it to you. There's a website, and it's just called www.hopeforhaitischildren.org. It gives what we spend, and we got everything out in the open, and where the money goes, and what we're doing, and pictures of what we're buying, so you can always keep updated by that. So, again, all I can say is thank you.